Hello, and welcome back to Serenity Life Coaching by Mackenzie. I'm your host, Mackenzie McIntyre, and I wanted to take today and talk a little about relationships. We all have relationships. Our life evolves around relationships, our relationships with our family members, our relationships with friends, our relationships with coworkers. You know, you just about have a relationship with anybody, you know, that you come in contact with, even down to associates. You may not, you know, think of them as being a genuine friend or someone you can, you know, confide in with, you know, really deep, intimate, personal, you know, situations. But at the end of the day, there's still some sort of relationship that is there. I wanted to talk about the balance of having a healthy relationship versus dealing with an unhealthy relationship. There is a difference. Sometimes we may not sense the difference, and sometimes we see it and we just try to avoid it, or we try to act as if it does not exist. At the end of the day, you know, our goal in life as humans is to have healthy relationships with everybody. You know, whether it be, of course, your family members, because we have broken relationships in family members, even down to your coworkers. You know, you have coworkers that you may not tend to, you know, get along with, but at the end of the day, your hope is to be able to gain that balance where you guys can, you know, get together and come together with the goal in mind and run with it. You also have relationships with church members or any kind of society that you may be associated with, or community, whether it be group of mentors or a group of scholars. You know, there's always going to be that touch and go within relationships that you're always going to maybe endure. One of the things, like I said, I wanted to touch on heavily is the healthiness of a relationship. All relationships we come in contact with, we deem them to be healthy, but that's not necessarily the case. So I wanted to list some qualities of a healthy relationship. A healthy relationship is one that has equality, where you guys can make decisions together. Another healthy relationship is of honesty. So you can share your feelings and thoughts with one another and not feel offended, or, you know, can accept that constructive criticism. Another type of characteristic of a healthy relationship is a physical safety. So you feel safe with each other. You're not scared of getting hurt. You know, you can rely on that person to have your best interest in heart at all times. Also, there's a respect. The respect level is very big, because at the end of the day, that's all we want is respect. We show respect, we get respect. That's what, you know, our ultimate goals are. So in respect, you can listen and accept each other's opinions, friends, and interests, because not all of us are thinking the same, and we know always, you know, want to, you know, do what other people think that, you know, we should do, but we can kind of come together and, you know, have that happy medium. Also, there's a comfort level. So you feel great being yourself, and you're not, you know, uncomfortable with being around that person. And also, you're able to say you're sorry, because oftentimes we as people, we all know that we offend very easily, or maybe not as easily, but sometimes we may offend someone and we may not know that we've offended them or hurt their feelings. But when we've been acknowledged or told that, hey, you know, you've hurt my feelings, or, you know, whatever the case may be, when you're comfortable in that relationship with that person, you don't have a problem with admitting that you're, you know, sorry, or, you know, telling them that, hey, I apologize that, you know, I hurt your feelings. I didn't really mean to, or that was not my intentions. However, if I offended you, I apologize. Also, independence. You have friends and hobbies outside of your relationship. You know, oftentimes you have some friends, and this may be in any relationship. Actually, this applies to all relationships, because you have some relationships where you're with family and the family, you know, doesn't really like the fact that you're cool with another family member that they don't really like. You know, you have that, you know, dilemma there. Or you have friends that, you know, you have a set of friends that you only deal with because you know that there's another set that doesn't kind of like that set. So you have to split between. And there's nothing wrong with that. As long as you're able to be yourself within both circles and you're not trying to conform to where this circle of friends is acting or how this circle of friends is acting, you know, that's the key. You also have humor. Humor, I feel, is always a positive in relationships because they always say, you know, laughing, you know, makes the heart grow fonder, or, you know, laughing, you know, extend your life, you know, some of those different metaphors. But like I said, it ultimately you're supposed to be able to be comfortable in a relationship, whatever relationship it may be. Now, granted, you're going to have relationships that have tension. You're going to have relationships that have, you know, conflict. And it's just about how you mitigate and you work those problems out with the other individuals. Now, I also wanted to come to you and talk to you a little bit about unhealthy relationships. And some unhealthy relationships would be relationships that involve control. So one of you makes all the decisions and is always demanding. That's not the way a relationship should be handled. Again, there should be that compromise there, that the equality where you can make the decisions together. Also, dishonesty. So if you have a relationship where you're constantly feeling like, you know, someone's deceiving you, or you catch this person in deception, that's always going to kind of, you know, make the relationship kind of sticky. Also, physical abuse. I will not, you know, overlook this or overshadow this. Physical abuse is always the first sign that this person does not have your best interest at heart, and this person cannot be considered a friend. And that's where you will no longer feel safe, or you feel scared around this individual. Also, disrespect, because like I stated earlier, respect is heavily. So disrespect would be where one person makes fun of each other's, or, you know, they always down, you know, down in your feelings, they're down in your opinions, you know, they just have no respect for anything that you feel, or, you know, disregard how you feel. And ultimately, this leads to you being discomforting or feeling discomfortable around that person. So, you know, one might feel like, I can't really, you know, be myself around that person, or they feel like, you know, they have to walk on eggshells. There should be no reason why you should have to walk on eggshells when you're around someone. Dependency. So one person makes threats or is a drastic end to the relationship. You know, when you come into those kind of relationships, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's better sometimes to just let those relationships go. You know, being in that kind of situation, or how you feel, you know, if it's something that's repetitive, if it's always hostility, or if it's always tension, you know, you really should evaluate how you really want to, you know, chart forward with that, you know, relationship. Like I said, you know, ultimately our goal is to have healthy relationships. And, you know, I'm a big advocate of that. I'm a firm believer in that. Like I said, I understand that we are all human, that we all have our own opinions. We all think differently. Our reactions are different to, you know, certain situations, but ultimately we have to respect that. We have to respect that we are, you know, associated with a human race that has a matter of different opinions. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's all about getting along. It's all about getting along with each other, respecting one another, and, you know, having some kind of common ground, having a common goal. What is the goal in the relationship? You know, where do you see this relationship? And I think this is why a lot of relationships tend to have seasons, as they call it. Because, you know, at some point, some people outgrow other individuals. And, you know, I feel like when your time is up, or when you know you've outgrown that relationship, it's just usually better to just go ahead and chart forward, you know, to something different. Like I said, I feel like we should be able to salvage a lot of relationships, but sometimes they aren't salvageable, and especially the ones that are unhealthy with, you know, you feeling discomfort, disrespected, there's a level of control there, or, you know, there's even physical abuse. So like I said, I wanted to touch base on that. I wanted to, you know, just give you some tips on, you know, things to look for. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you have to do what makes you feel happy and what makes you feel comfortable. Like I said, you know, it takes a lot to have a relationship. It takes a lot of work in a relationship. And, you know, it's all about what your common goals are. So that's my spiel for today. And I'm going to come back next week and hopefully, you know, talk a little bit more about, you know, relationships, and we can further talk about, you know, just some of the things when, you know, people come to wanting to develop, or if people are wanting to maybe even dissolve a relationship, how you can go about that in a healthy manner. So that's my time for today. Thank you for checking me out, and I will see you guys next week. Thanks.